My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is in the fight of his life to keep his relationship with whoever Belinda is now going. Can he do it? Listen and enjoy.
You got three balls up in the air. Number one, you're a little, you know, you're upset and a personal connection with the person is no longer there. Number two, you're trying to keep this person on the hook. And with all everything going on, you got to write the damn show. You're up to your ass.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to you that one day when you probably could pull it off, but I'm telling you right now, you're up to your ass.
Things are not good.
No, not at all. No.
So I go, oh, my God. What the heck? Mm. I've told you for a while we need to talk. Why do you think that is? It is because of the opposite of what you have just said. She goes, what are you talking about? If things doesn't work out this time, I'm talking to you. I'm gone and forever this time. We have not seen this tone before.
Right, and this is her to you again, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's her to me. I go, I'm on the radio right now. I believe May 16, 2013. I got to believe we were doing you and I were probably in Long Island. Probably doing the morning show with Brenda. I think that's probably what's going on.
And not only that, I told you the lead story that we had, I found out was bullshit on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And no wonder you got so pissed off. there was just a quick backstory. There was a lead story that was in the paper.
Well,
on
we're
the
doing
internet.
Terrestrial radio. We're doing morning drive.
And we're doing terrestrial radio that morning. And on the way out, I found out that this lead story was a hoax. And by the time we caught up with each other, because I was running late, I go, yeah, that lead story is not true. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. I go, no, I'm serious. So we had to do some huff and hoofing when the show started.
I got that. I got you showing up late, stressing me out. I got my lead story is no good. We're doing morning drive on terrestrial.
Yeah, morning drive on terrestrial, yeah.
And my scammer's giving me shit. I don't need this now.
Oh, you're up to your ass.
But this is when real life, you know, is like intervening with what I'm trying to do here. I don't have time.
And you've got a show. You've got a live morning show that we're going to be on in.
This is why I'm on the morning show.
Oh, really?
This is why I'm on the morning show. And we're doing a different format.
Was it started, or did we get past the first that first lead story that we were?
I'm sure it's somewhere early in the show. I think we got past the lead story.
Okay.
But,
well, then you could deal with it on a more calmer thing. It's like, all right, we got past this. And then
right,
you look at that and go, oh, for Christ's
sake.
But
we're not doing our show where we're just talking for an hour and then taking a break. You know, we got very limited
and
segments.
We're doing bits. Yeah, it's not like this where we take, you know, we have our game plan and we spread it out at our leisure.
And it's you, me, and Brando.
Not you, me, and Pip.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a completely different.
And with Brando, I mean, Brando, great dude, very good guy, you know, very good guy on the radio and stuff like that. But it's not one of our guys. You know, it's not Pip.
If it's the day I'm thinking about it, and I think we're right on this, that show is online. Mm. You guys can go back and listen to it. It's online.
Yeah, Tommy said I was listening on the way to Florida that morning. So,
he remembered
that day. That was a good show. I mean, with everything considered, we did
absolutely
all right.
With the shit I'm dealing with. My co-host who lives 15 minutes away is late.
He's calling.
How do you find the place? Really?
You live here. It's 32 minutes from your house, you asshole. You don't know where it is.
I just drove 2 hours.
Let me tell you, that station did everything possible to make sure they were incognito.
I don't know. I found it. All right. So she goes, this time I'm gone forever. I go, I'm on the radio right now. I want to talk to you. I've tried to call you. We should do that. Let's get us right. That is what I've been saying, and you have shut yourself down to me. You've pushed me away. Let's set up a time where you and I can talk openly and honest. Let's see if we have something worth fighting for, if you still want to.
Mm.
All right, so what do you think? You like the play?
All right, now this is to her, if you want to.
This is me to her. This is me to her saying, now I'm not going for the video chat because I'm pretty much going, well, that's going out the way.
No. That's what I told you. I go, your whole game plan has got to change here. Everything starts fresh. The ball's out there. It's two fishermen. You threw out a hook, all right? Now you're throwing out your hook.
Do you think that's a good move? It's kind of a Hail Mary.
Yeah, you know what? Because the only other choice you have is to go, okay, and take your ball and go home.
Then the show's over.
You've got to throw throwing your hook out there, you got to bait her back. It's spy versus spy is essentially what it is.
Yeah. She goes, if that's what you think, then I think it will be better to go away. I go, it is how I felt. Do you love me? Bunch of question marks, I say to her. She goes, I don't have the money to be doing those things anymore. I'm broke. This is the last time you were talking to me here, so I suggest you make the most of it.
And that's you to her.
That's her to me. Yeah, I'll read it again. I don't have money to be doing those things. Why would this be me to her, Joe?
I'm trying to chat too, dude.
You're up to your ass.
Yeah.
Not as up to the ass as I was.
No, but I'm up to my ass, yeah.
Your ass is a little lower than my ass. I go, I don't have the money to... She goes... Oh, then you got me doing it.
Sorry, dude.
She goes, mm-hmm. I don't have the money to be doing those things anymore. I'm broke. This is the last time you're talking to me here, so I just suggest you make the most of it.
All right. There's going to be a new ground rule set up, a new game plan. You said you're trying, well, this is my last chance. Well, this is going to be. So she's going to tell you what it's going to be, and then you have to work on that parameter.
It would appear she has the upper hand. Where so much of it I have.
The situation is tough, but not, I hate to be like that. But not impossible. It's
well,
tough,
what would
impossible.
You do to keep it going?
What did she say? Well, what do you need? What do you need from me?
What do you need?
Because she's saying, well, all right, fine. What do you need
from me? Yeah, but we know. But if I go to what do you need from me, I need some money to pay my rent, and then we're at final end game. Where money is going to have to change hands or not. I send her on a wild goose chase, and we only get a couple more days out of her.
Well, then, but what else? What other choice do you have? What other thing could you say to her?
No, let's see what I said. As luck would have it, Joe. I happen to have what I said on that day.
Well, I'm a good setup, man.
But that is
what did you say, Costello?
But that is kind of interesting how... If you were handling this, they just hit checkmate. They just hit checkmate where it forces me to flat out say what.
They're not fucking around. No, they're not.
So if you're in my position, like, all right,
I
guess.
There's no cutesy pootsy pootsy.
We
got to
talk money.
Shit. You can't,
Let's see the difference between me and Joe.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.